This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, underwritten by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. I'm Buzz Ulrich. One of the most popular ways of learning information in the 21st century is through the use of webinars. If you do business, it's a way of life. But what if you are a pastor? Yes, even pastors can use webinars and gain knowledge about our world. Such is the case with those who live in rural and small towns in the United States of America and took part in a webinar hosted by Reverend Todd Kohlbaum, Director of Rural and Small Town Missions for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The title of that webinar, Pastor as Community Leader. If you live in a big city, you may not think about the importance the Lutheran church or a Lutheran pastor may hold within the community because he may not be as visible as other clergy. Reverend Kohlbaum says the 21st century times differ from the 1960s.
Taking a look at how can we reach out to those communities where God has sent us to be. And we all know in the old days, church was the very center, the very hub of the social life, the financial life, oftentimes the economic life of communities, and certainly of the family life. And so where did the pastor go to find the people? Well, he went to the church. That's where the people were at. And in fact, they came to him. If we look back at the old days when we used to announce for communion, I've heard lots and lots of stories from folks in my congregation and those around me of those days when people would come and sit down on the front porch with the pastor and visit before announcing for communion, or they'd sit in his office. And he got to know the people very well because they were interacting with him on a daily basis, because that's what you did.
Reverend Todd Kohlbaum says in rural and small towns, in the past, because the church was such a center point in every community, pastors were known through the church picnics and other events the congregation hosted or helped to sponsor. In this day and age, with smaller congregations, it is the pastor who needs to be known community-wide so the church can survive. Helping to serve local organizations is one way to become visible, even if scheduling enough time is complicated.
We have far more to do than we have time to accomplish it. And so to be involved in a local service organization is not very easy. But presence, as I said, as a rule of thumb, speaks volumes. So perhaps while we can't maybe be involved directly with the local service organization, when they are accomplishing things, when they are doing their events, presence at these events makes a big impression on folks, especially in rural small-town communities. We have the idea that if we stay separated from that, we are disengaged. People won't look to us in their time of need. But yet if we are engaged with the community, they know our face, they know who we are, we know that we are approachable, then we have an opportunity then when they are in need, perhaps, that they will come to us.
In North America, it is not hard to find some facilities where pastors are welcomed for their presence and service.
Meals on Wheels and senior dining services are very easy ways to give a small amount of time and yet be able to impact a great deal. Going into the senior dining location, if there is one.
The LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission Conference is scheduled in Kansas City, Missouri, from October 31st to November 2nd. And you can find a link to the Rural and Small Town Mission page at this story on the WLN Digest page at Worldwide KFUO.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.